And I drive, don't forget that.
Yeah, you, that, yeah. Which my husband would. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use to wash dishes with?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying dishes?
Cup towel.
Okay, that's yours. And what do you call that small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
Okay. And after, let's see, after bathing, you dry yourself off with a what?
Towel.
Okay.
If you got worms in, what you use a toe sack?
No kidding. Ooh, I bet that was rough. Boy, I bet that was rough. That'd wake you up if you weren't awake.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a toe sack and the stuff?
There's a whole lot of difference. See, toe sacks, burlap sacks, what it really is, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like grain comes in.
Yeah. What's the difference between that and the kind that flour comes
flour in? Flour sack, yeah.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Oh, there. Flour sack's all right.
Yeah?
There. They're white, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, but a toe sack just a regular old burlap sack.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. What's the difference in the material between a flour sack and a toe sack?
Well, burlap, it's made, I don't know exactly what it's made of. And a cotton, and a flour sack, you know, what flour comes in.
Uh-huh.
And it's made out of, I already know that easy.
Well, it feels different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The flour sacks are a lot softer, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you got groceries at the grocery store, the clerk would put them in a what?
Paper sack.
Okay. If you wanted to get a drink, you go in the kitchen and turn on the what?
Faucet.
Okay. And if it was the same thing outside where you hook up the hose, if you're gonna water the backyard, what do you call that?
Well, that's another faucet too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take the hose off, it'd be screwed on the faucet. Mm-hmm. But this one inside, since they don't have a place screwed on. It ain't the same purpose.
What, you've seen these things that are on like a big water can, like a 10 or 20 gallon water can, has a little button that you push,
yeah,
and the water comes out there, you know?
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
Speaking, I believe.
Okay.
Ain't that right?
Call it different things.
Yeah. What do you got on?
Well, some people call it a faucet, and some people call it a spigot.
Yeah.
And some people call it a spigot.
Yeah.
Which I think is strange.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I call it a spigot.
Yeah.
What if molasses used to come in when it would come in fairly large quantities?
Barrel.
Okay. What about lard?
Same way.
Okay. You might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
busted.
Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
pop.
Okay.
Pop.
Or if you were going to use the same words you used about the water pipes, you'd say,